Steve Courtney, our WJR sports analyst, and Sean Bolegian are here to talk about, well, some sad news for the Spartans and for the Lions. It was a great weekend, but close for our Wolverines as we beat the Maryland Terrapins in Ann Arbor Saturday, 34-27. But it was, well, let's just say it was an exciting game, boys. Can't say that for the Spartans. Could say it for the Lions, but here we go again. Stevie, what did you think? It was great hearing you, by the way, on the sidelines during the Spartans game. But that was a tough one.
Yeah, we'll begin with what went down on the banks of the Red Cedar. Right now, the Spartans going through it a little bit. The problem is early deficits. In Washington, it was 22 points. Meanwhile, at the Woodshed on Saturday, they were down to the Golden Gophers 17-0 at the half. And on the sideline there, it was kind of eerie. Really no vibe on that Spartan sideline. And, Sean, when you take a look at the final numbers, all the credit in the world to P.J. Fleck and the Gophers. They come in and performed admirably. Third down efficiency, the Gophers 10 of 12. Spartan defense just could not get off the field. Michigan State, meanwhile, 2 of 8. Total yards, this kind of tells the story. Minnesota 508, Michigan State 240. As a matter of fact, the Spartans only able to get 38 yards on the ground. 42 yards rushing in Washington. Obviously, Sean, that's not Spartan football.
No, not at all, Steve. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned it. Coach Fleck has himself a pretty darn good squad up there in Minnesota. Tanner Morgan, I was really impressed by him. 3 incomplete passes all game. I mean, just in control, efficient with 23 of 26. And, Steve, you had an up-close and personal look at it. It wasn't one thing. It was kind of everything for the Spartans on Saturday, and a lot of work for Coach Tucker and the Spartans as they got to prepare for a pretty darn good Maryland team.
Well, you know, the calling card after 2 games for the Spartans was turnovers up there at the top of FBS as far as forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, not to mention after 2, they were leading FBS in sacks with 12. And since then, very little quarterback pressure. But you know what Mel Tucker said afterwards? That he has the confidence of his entire staff, and they're going to turn this thing around. Up next will be a road trip to Maryland to face the Terrapins. They are now 3-1, 0-1 in Big Ten play. That's because they went into A-squared and tangled with the Michigan football Wolverines. Michigan able to hold on for that 34-27 win. And I'll tell you what, you talk about calling cards. Michigan is running the ball. Blake Corum rushed for a career-high 243 yards and 2 touchdowns as Michigan does hold on. By the way, Corum tied the school record with 5 rushing touchdowns, of course, against UConn a week earlier. And he carried 30 times. That was a career-high. He had never carried more than 21 times. J.J. McCarthy completed 18 of 26 for 220 yards and 2 scores for the Wolverines, who will now leave, by the way, for the first time. They're leaving the great state of Michigan. They will be in Iowa, Kinnick Stadium, odd place to play. That will be Saturday at noon. The Hawkeyes, what are they up to? They're 3-1, 1-0 in conference play, coming off their victory over Rutgers. Now, I guess by rule, we have to talk
briefly
about the Lions.
Briefly.
Yeah, couldn't have scripted it any better, eh? Get off to a 14-0 lead on the road against the Purple People Eaters. They have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and it disappears. K.J. Osborne caught the go-ahead 28-yard touchdown pass from Kirk Cousins. 45 seconds left to edge the Lions 28-24. The Lions looking for their first road win since December 6, 2020 at Chicago. And I'll tell you what, you know, Dan Campbell, he said it after the game. He regrets going for that 54-yard field goal. That was going to be my third option. I would have punted before I tried that field goal, but that's just me. And the strange thing is we saw throughout the tilt, Dan Campbell's the gambler. He went for it on fourth down 6 times. you know, keep destiny in your own hands, and that is going to haunt him for a while. Meanwhile, the Lions will have to get it together. They will play host to the Seattle Seahawks come Sunday. Now, this update brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief for thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more.
Hey, Stevie, when we talk next, because we're out of time now, I want you to expand on what you said, which was you were along the sidelines because you did a great job as the sideline play-by-play guy. But you said there was no vibe on the Michigan State sidelines. I want to know what that means next time we talk, all right?
Love to discuss it. You guys have a wonderful time at the Grand Hotel. I look forward to making a return there since the unfortunate incident. Apparently that one year, Paul, I was the only one that thought lederhosen and a T-shirt was formal.
But, you know, people have short memories. You'll be able to come back in a couple years, I'm sure.
Fingers crossed.
I'll see you later, Steve and Sean.